Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment of Tevilas Kelim, the mitzvah of immersing new vessels in the mikvah. It's a very interesting thing. Many people don't realize it's a pasuk in the Torah. When the Jewish people do battle with the people of Midian, the Kohen instructs Klal Yisrael that they should take the vessels for food consumption that they've taken from the people of Midian and prepare them for their own use. Now, there are two things discussed in the pasuk. One is the practice of kashering. Of course, as we know, when someone prepares food that's not kosher in vessels that are used in a hot context, one needs to kasher the vessels before using them for kosher food. That might be, as we know, putting them in boiling water, that might be exposing them to extreme heat. That's not what we're talking about in this series. But the other instruction that's given is placing them b'mei nida, placing them in the nida waters. It's very, very interesting. The same requirements for a mikvah that a woman would immerse in before being with her husband, those same requirements hold true, basically, for a mikvah in which we would immerse new vessels. And it's learned from this pasuk, and it's from the idea of b'mei nida. Now, it's interesting, the Torah lists off specific materials for which these vessels are used. The Torah lists off different types of metal. According to most authorities, the only vessels that have a Torah commandment to immerse in a mikvah are metal and not glass. We normally say that the mitzvah to immerse glass in a mikvah is rabbinic, and that might play out with some differences. We'll get into that a little bit later. Why is it that the Jewish people were supposed to immerse these vessels in the mikvah? Rashi on the pasuk suggests that the vessels were tamei. The vessels had become ritually impure from contact with the dead. I mean, here it is. The Jewish people are getting these vessels as spoils from war. People died. That's what Rashi says on the pasuk. But of course, we extrapolate a much broader mitzvah that any time a Jew buys a food-oriented vessel from a non-Jew, we need to place it in the mikvah. And the normal approach among the commentators is we need to purify and spiritually elevate this vessel. It is such an interesting thing to think about. If we were to think of things that we do in our day, in our week, in our month, most of us would not think of eating as the most sacred thing. Many of us would think of it as the most important thing, but most of us would not think of eating as the most sacred thing. And yet, because we have this fork that we purchased from a non-Jew, before using it, we need to elevate it. And when you think about it, that seems to be a very powerful statement that everything in our lives has to be touched with Kedusha, has to be touched with sanctity. Now, we'll begin to get into what do we mean when we say food vessels? So basically, it breaks down into two categories. Types of vessels that are used for consumption of food or drinking of liquids, or types of vessels that are used for preparation of food. So just to give a quick list, as we said before, you're talking about cutlery, you're talking about glasses, you could be talking about plates, but it'll depend what the plate is made of. You could be talking about pots and pans in which you cook this food. An interesting question that comes up is, let's say it's an item which is necessary for food preparation, but the food will be far from complete once this item has done its task. One of the most classic examples is a shechita knife. You're not going to be able to eat that meat if you don't shecht it, but the meat is far from ready just because you shechted, just because you slaughtered it. A meat grinder. So the normal practice is we do tefillah on those types of vessels, but we don't make a bracha on it. But the types of vessels that we would do tefillah and make a bracha on, unless there's some other reason that we wouldn't make the bracha, are vessels for eating, drinking, and significant food preparation. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.